Welcome, space girls and boys, to the Black Hole Podcast. It's a podcast that's not really about anything in outer space, but if you listen, give it 10 minutes, you might just get sucked in. So if you're looking for updates on the tech startup, there's not much in the way of that on this episode. Episode 5 of the third season of the Black Hole Podcast, entitled Technology Startup. The Periscope platform is in a holding pattern, haven't had much movement on it. So what I am going to go into is I'm going to wrap up my mayoral race and make some announcements there. And I'm going to read the press release I talked about in the last podcast episode, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the Utica Bee clothing line. This might run a little bit longer than 15 to 20 minutes, but I'm going to try to get it all in. I have my notes here. So first off, I'll start with the press release I wrote a while back, and I'll just read this. And I sent it to some Pittsburgh publications. So the headline is Schizophrenic Man Runs for Mayor to Promote Book. Since 2010, Mitch Miller has been in 3 jails, 2 European prisons, 4 mental hospitals, and 2 long-term care facilities coming to terms with his mental illness. Now he is running for mayor of Pittsburgh as an independent write-in candidate on a direct democracy platform. He has written a book entitled Femme Party, detailing what he would try to do as mayor of the city. Quote, I just want to share my story so others don't end up in as many facilities as I have before they seek help, end quote, Mitch says. Mitch first got his diagnosis in 2010 while he was incarcerated in solitary confinement for 4 weeks at the Allegheny County Jail. Mitch confesses, quote, I was only allowed out of my cell for a 20-minute shower once a week. Observing people in solitary confinement is not the best way to diagnose someone, end quote. Some say solitary confinement may even cause or exacerbate mental illness. Mitch returned to his home in the Bloomfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh after 5 months of incarceration. He had to wait a month and a half after being released from solitary confinement for a bed to open up at the Torrance State Hospital. Quote, the system is underfunded and geared toward keeping the mentally ill off the streets by tying them up in jail for as long as possible, end quote, Mitch says. Mitch was stable on medication until 2015 when he stumbled across a database that showed direct payments from a pharmaceutical company to physicians. Quote, I'll be frank, I do not think physicians should take payments from pharmaceutical companies, end quote, Mitch conveys. Between this discovery and a lawsuit filed involving the medication he was prescribed being used in elderly homes and youth detention facilities to make patients more docile, Mitch decided to stop taking his medication. Quote, at the beginning of my investigation, I probably just needed a medication adjustment, but instead I did a full-on dive into pharmaceutical companies. For the sake of mental patients on the paranoid spectrum, I don't think doctors should take these payments, Mitch insists. He found that most of the payments were for dining and entertainment. A pharmaceutical rep bought lunch for a doctor or their staff to talk about a new drug, but some of the payments were large and for research. Quote, I've been in several hospitals, and I must say that for those that are compliant and calm, they are much nicer accommodations than jail or prison, end quote, Mitch says. He believes the food and conditions are better and cautions that if you are having mental difficulties, don't wait until it is so out of hand that you end up in jail. The federal government has compiled the databases, like the one Mitch discovered, into an easy-to-use website to look up individual physicians and if they have accepted payments. The government also requires pharmaceutical companies to report all payments for transparency purposes. Quote, I've done my research and most of these payments are for less than $100, so don't judge if your doctor has taken a lunch with a sales rep, end quote, Mitch states. If you are feeling strange or the people around you are worried about your mental health, you should consider checking in for a voluntary commitment at a mental hospital. Let yourself be observed and try a medication that can help you focus better. Mitch says, quote, you can check the federal website to see if any of your doctors are taking large payments if you are paranoid, end quote. Mitch states, quote, Pittsburgh needs its first black mayor, and I'm not trying to get in the way of that. I just want the next mayor of Pittsburgh to be as transparent as I am willing to be, end quote. If elected mayor, Mitch has offered to keep a daily podcast about his activities, post topics and decisions for the people of Pittsburgh to vote on, and publish his schedule with a description of each person he met with. He believes all elected officials should do this and is trying to start a website to make it easier for politicians to comply. There are government programs and assistance for those that have a mental health diagnosis. Quote, I wish I would have been in a state of mind to do a self-commitment. Get yourself checked out. A mental health diagnosis is not the end of the world, end quote, Mitch says. Who knows? With a little luck, you could be mayor of your city. You can find out more about Mitch Miller by visiting his website, mitchformayor.com. So that's my press release that I wrote. I sent it to the Pittsburgh City Paper, Pittsburgh Magazine, the Post-Gazette, and the Trib in Pittsburgh. Nobody picked it up. I thought it would help people with mental illness hopefully seek help before they end up in all these facilities like I did. And it would kind of put the pressure on the next mayor to comply with the Periscope platform to post, be transparent, basically. So none of these publications picked it up, which, I mean, the media, you know, you can say what you want about people who are on, we'll say, one end of the spectrum about the media, kind of the Trump end of the spectrum. But, I mean, I don't know why a media company wouldn't pick up this. And furthermore, I left the United States and went to the EU to talk about these investigations that I had been doing and about some personal experiences I had had. And I reached out to German newspapers, Danish newspapers, Irish newspapers, British newspapers, and wrote them all emails. Then I waited a while. Then I reached out to tabloids in all of those countries. I thought maybe a tabloid would pick it up. They pick up Bat Boy and all kinds of stuff like that. Why won't they listen to one paranoid schizophrenic talking about an investigation he did? But none of these publications would even follow up with an email. And I will say this, one Pittsburgh publication did email me back and say we're not interested. So that was the best I got in as far as a response. But say all you want about the media, they are mainstream. I mean, they don't want to pick up the fringe elements. They don't want to talk about this stuff. They go with what's tried and true, and it might not be in the best interest of people with mental health issues and things like that, you know. So needless to say, I lost the election. I lost the election to Pittsburgh's first black mayor. I'm not that upset about it. Like I said, it was kind of a publicity stunt to promote my Periscope platform. But again, that's in a holding pattern. So I want to move on. I'm wrapping up that campaign, but I'm going to open up a new campaign. And so I just want to first start by asking President Biden, Mr. President, will you please appoint me Secretary of the Treasury? I was taught in my sales trainings that you'll never get a job if you don't ask for it. Some of those sales training wanted you to ask for the job 5 to 7 times. I never really did that, but at least I asked once. So I am running for Secretary of the Treasury. Let's get down to brass tacks. Now, Periscope, you may say, isn't going to work because nobody wants to listen to politicians talk about their policies and what they're voting on. It's boring. Nobody wants to follow up on them. I think it provides a way for watchdog organizations to better have a better connection to the politicians, and it takes power away from the media, just like I was talking about. It gives it to the politicians. It focuses attention on the politicians. They don't have to go through some media agency that's going to grill them about questions they don't want to answer. They can talk about the things they want to talk about on this platform. But, hey, it's on a back burner. Let's get down to brass tacks. People care about money. So follow the money. They care about money, and that's why I'm running for Secretary of the Treasury. The goal of the position is to deliver a platform on which individuals, U.S. citizens age 18 and older, can vote on exactly how their tax money is used, the federal budget. We're going to pass it using direct democracy on a platform created by the Treasury Department and the Secretary of the Treasury. I think this should be the goal of the position. I think it should be an elected position. I expressed this back when I was a coal miner that it should be an elected position. I'm running. Hopefully, if I get elected, I'll make the goal of the position to deliver this platform. So, Periscope, I don't have much of a budget. As Secretary of the Treasury, I'll have a large budget, and I'll be able to deliver a nationwide platform for voting using direct democracy to decide how our tax money is spent. Now, I realize that I'd be replacing Janet Yellen, the Secretary of the Treasury that Biden appointed, and I'd rather work with Ms. Yellen, even if he appointed me as a deputy secretary or something, and I could deliver this platform. I'd rather work with her, but let's be prepared to pressure the government to totally replace that person and put someone in that's going to deliver this platform. So what I'm asking for here, what I'm saying is, let's start a movement that says this position should be elected. The people will control how, when, and where their tax money is used. And with this position, it should be elected. If you don't want to buy into the Treasury platform, and you don't want to take the time, again, these budgets are 2,000 pages or whatever. You don't have to read 2,000 pages. It'll be interactive. There'll be video discussion. There'll be discussion. There'll be numbers thrown out. You vote on the numbers where you want them. You'll see how much taxes are being brought in by income tax, by corporate tax, and you'll be able to specify how this tax money is used. And we can break it down and make individual taxes go into special accounts. That's what the Treasury can do. That's what we have with this technology. It's time to start using the technology. For example, they raised the heck out of taxes on cigarettes, and as a punishment to deter people from smoking cigarettes. What I say is that you'll be able to take that additional tax money from the sale of cigarettes and put it into a specific account in Medicare for those with lung cancer. So instead of people with lung cancer draining the Medicare system, the money raised from the sales of taxes or sales of cigarettes will go directly to the fallout from smoking cigarettes, the downside of smoking cigarettes. So that's the ability we have with technology, and that's the way these taxes should be handled. It shouldn't just go in one coffer that the politicians get to decide how it's spent on whatever. Let's specify how we want our tax money used. So, again, if you don't want to pay attention to this platform, you don't want an interactive social media style platform where you vote on how your tax money is used, you can sign your vote over to an elected official. So, I've started a Facebook group called Elect the Secretary of the Treasury. And I'm asking you to start this movement, to join the Facebook group. Let's show that we have the numbers to pressure the government, to pressure the president, to pressure Congress to making this position elected. And also, I am running, but that's not what the Facebook group is about. It's just about making the position elected and specifying that we should deliver this platform for voting on the budget. So again, if you don't want to pay attention, you can sign your vote over. I started this Facebook group. If we get 10,000 members in the Facebook group, I'll start a petition on change.org or something like that. And the petition will define the position. Term limits, it'll be a 4-year term and an 8-year maximum term limit. So you could only do 2 terms, 8 years. And I see 2 ways for this becoming an elected position. First, we pressure Congress, and this upcoming midterms, make it an issue and pressure Congress to pass a bill that makes the Secretary of Treasury an elected position during the presidential election term or whatever. Number 2, the second way I see this happening is we pressure the president to hold a vote using the precursor of the Treasury voting platform. So we release a precursor of the Treasury voting platform. The president holds an online vote of the populace of verified U.S. citizens age 18 and older. They have to have a valid photo ID issued by a state or federal government. And you take a vote, and we'll see if I win, I'll replace Janet. Maybe Janet wins the election. Hold an open vote using the precursor to this system, and then the president appoints whoever won that election. So nothing has to change in the Constitution. No bill has to be passed. The president still appoints whoever it is. It's just he took a general vote using the precursor to this voting platform. So please join the group. Go to the website, MitchForMayor.com. That's Mitch4Mayor.com, and see there's a link to the group on there. And if you donate to my campaign, we'll vote on how that money is used to promote the Facebook group or however we do that. So that's it. I'm running for Secretary of the Treasury. Let's start a movement. Let's get common sense technology usage in our government. It's time to incorporate it. Follow the money. You get to decide how your money is spent, how your tax money is spent. And that's what matters. So join the group, share it, and please join the group. So moving on to the Utica Bee clothing line. So in my book, Femme Party, I propose that some celebrities pass some patents, get some patents for like latches and things that could be used in clothing manufacture. I bring these people together with a musician and ask him to reach out to his musician friends, other celebrities, to allow their album art, their touring art that they have on t-shirts and stuff to be used for people to print clothes for people with disabilities, and to create a online platform that allows tailors and sewers in an individual city to come together and create custom clothes for people with physical disabilities, and it evolves to where we're actually making clothes not in sweatshops, but on a local level for government, for people with disabilities, even for high fashion. So that's kind of the platform I propose in the Femme Party book. And that's what I kind of base the Utica Bee clothing line on. But let's face it, the online platform also allows people with physical disabilities to design their own clothes and have them made. So that's a lot of technical stuff that we're probably not going to get to anytime soon, especially if I can't get Periscope off the ground. So what's the important thing? We find the people. We need to find people. And that's where I'm running into the technology startup thing, is finding the people that will help start this thing. So as far as Utica Bee clothing line, I'm switching gears. I'm kind of trying to find people that can sew do measurements, measure people, and do tailor work and custom clothing, create custom clothes. So what I want to do, instead of trying to collect money using the Utica Bee line, the profit from the Utica Bee clothing line, to create an online platform where people can design clothes, I would rather use it to subsidize clothing for disabled people. So whether it's your favorite band's logo on a shirt for a disabled person, maybe they donate their art to this cause, or whether it's creating someone lost a limb, lost an arm, instead of them tying the sleeve up, we hem it out and make it look nice. So custom clothes for disabled people. So that's what I'm going to use the profit from the Utica Bee clothing line to subsidize this. So I'm looking for local Pittsburgh sewers and tailors, and to form a collective, basically, where the profit from Utica Bee will be used to pay those people a decent wage to go out, measure disabled people, and create custom clothing for them. It'll all be subsidized. The disabled people might have to pay a little bit. It might be free. Depends on how successful the Utica line is, Utica Bee line is. So the old shirt's going to come out in the new year. As far as an update on the Utica Bee line, I haven't sold very much. I have some screen printing things up. I'm partnered with the Neon Grouse embroidery and screen printing shop. He's created a online store, Utica Bee. It's neongrouse.com/Utica_Bee. And I have one shirt up there right now, but we're going to put more up in the new year. It's just real busy right now. The old shirt line is going to be coming out in the new year. This is where we take, like I said, I want to use organic cotton, organically sourced materials, non-sweatshop labor in our shirts. So we're going to start right from the beginning. So the best thing I could think of to start from the beginning is to go to thrift stores, pay the thrift stores for polo shirts that are secondhand, but we're recycling them. We're going to take them, put them on the embroidery machines, and put on their old shirt. It's just going to simply say old shirt, and that's the line, that's the brand, that's the Utica Bee line coming out. It just says old shirt and probably white or black thread, and it's simple. But we're recycling shirts, and then eventually we can get into other similar type of simple designs on shirts that are just a few words. One example would be good shirt. So once we vote on the most organically sourced cotton shirt polo with that uses the best labor practices, we'll vote on that, and then we'll put good shirt on there. It might be a $50 shirt. We might have to mark it up to 70 to make any kind of profit on it, but it'll be the good shirt. So we're starting with old shirt, but good shirt is where we're going with that. So just the first vote for the Utica Bee line is going to be, what type of script should old shirt be? Should it be block letters, or should it be cursive writing? So those are your two options. You can contact me through my website, plotm.com. That's plot, the letter m.com. Or MitchForMayor.com. That's Mitch, the number 4Mayor.com. There's email forms there that you can send in your vote. And just vote. Anybody can vote. This clothing line is for anybody. It's geared towards people with disabilities, so they always have a vote in it. But vote on, should it be block letters or cursive? At first, I thought it should just be simple block letters. But then the idea of cursive writing started to grow on me, since it's a dying trend. They're not teaching it anymore in schools and stuff. So some people might not even be able to read it, which is interesting. Or you might be actually teaching people what cursive looks like when they look at someone's shirt. So that's the way I'm leaning now. But looking for your votes. Vote. Send me an email. And you can pre-order your shirt. You probably won't be able to pick the color, but I will have a variety of sizes, probably small through 2XL shirts and some women's shirts. But we have We're going to thrift stores. We're collecting them now. That's why we're waiting to release them in the new year. And they're various different colors. Some have pinstripes and stuff. So if you're into the idea and you just know what size you need, pre-order. It's going to be, they're probably going to be $25 to $30 a shirt. And it'll just say old shirt. And it's the beginning of a line. So thanks for your vote. And thanks for contacting me. And if you know anybody that sews or is a tailor and they want to form a collective in Pittsburgh and help disabled people, that send them my information, maybe link them to this podcast. But again, all profits, and I'll be in the new year, I'll be putting down hard numbers. Here's how many shirts we sold. Here's the profit we made on each one. And, we'll vote on how that profit is used. We can, if you know any people with disabilities that want to get on a list of subsidized clothing, you can send them my information too. But it might be a half a year before we actually have a profit generation where we can subsidize these clothes. So I just want to set that out there from the beginning. So that's it. Vote for me for Secretary of the Treasury. This is the end of the pod. It ran pretty long. I might do one more episode before the new year to end out this season, and that'll be geared towards the Periscope platform and where I'm heading with that. And then the new season is going to be still a technology startup, but it's another brilliant idea from Mitch Miller, and you're going to love it, and this is going to be the future. So vote for me for Secretary of the Treasury. We'll get this platform, we'll get the numbers, we'll pressure the government, and we'll say we want to vote on how our tax money is used. So thanks for listening, and tune in next time. Thanks.